I'm leaving tomorrow. I frowned at the phone.
Hey, sis. How are you? Me? Great, thanks for asking.
My sister grunted. Fine, all of that, blah blah, still leaving tomorrow.
Okay, where are you headed?
I searched my brain for a memory of a conversation with my sister about an upcoming trip and came up blank. I'm not sure yet.
But you're leaving tomorrow?
Yes.
Sure you are. I haven't fallen for an April Fool's prank from you in years. In fact, I thought you'd given up on trying.
When it came to spontaneity, my sister was not the poster child. She wasn't even the runner-up to the poster child. In fact, if you lined up the world's population on a scale of spontaneous to obsessive planner, my sister, and me, for that matter, would be rubbing shoulders with the people on medication for OCD.
This isn't a joke.
Fine. Okay. You're leaving. You don't have a destination. Do you have a return date?
I'm not coming back.
I blinked. Everything in me seemed to freeze, like I was on a TV show and whoever was watching hit pause so they could run and get a snack. Then it all rushed back with one of those whooshes that you see in overly dramatic movies when the dead get sucked back into their bodies. My sister was still talking. I probably missed something important.
Hold up. Rewind to the not coming back part.
What does that mean? You have a life. You can't just walk away from your life. Her sigh crackled in the phone speaker.
This isn't hard to understand. I'm taking a trip. I'll be gone 6 months, or thereabouts.
I'll send you postcards.
My brain frantically tried to rearrange my life.
Look, if you need a vacation, I'll come with you. I could use a break.
I need a week, though. You know how my job is.
But I can take off starting next week, and we'll go exploring, and we can...
I'm leaving tomorrow.
But your house, all your things.
6 months was a long time to be away. How did you even pack for a trip that long?
Sold. Look, sissy, I know this is hard to wrap your head around. It's why I didn't tell you until today.
I'm surprised you didn't wait until you were at the airport.
Bitter disgust dripped from my words. I could hear it. Part of me winced because it was probably out of line, but what was I supposed to do when my sister, the one person I had in this world, dropped news like this from out of nowhere? She didn't speak for long enough that I figured she'd hung up. She did that sometimes, when I crossed a line. I was taking the phone away from my ear when she finally said,
I would have, but I'm canceling my phone. I'm on the way to the store right now, actually.
I started to laugh. Maybe there was a hysterical edge to it, but this was ridiculous. My sister, with no phone? She might as well say she was cutting off her arm.
I'm serious, sissy.
Come on, Layla. You love your phone more than me sometimes.
It was true. She'd told me.
She sighed again.
I'm sorry I said that. It's not true. I love you.
I'm also leaving tomorrow and canceling my phone in about 30 minutes.
But why?
There was no possible explanation for this. Not one that made sense. Not even one that was crazy.
People don't do this, you know.
I wish I could explain it to you. This is just something I need to do while I can.
While I can? That was ominous.